This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New research says we hit peak happiness two times in our lives, at age 16, and then again at 70. They found peak early happiness occurs at 16. And we then slowly sour as we get smacked by life. Around the age of 51, things start to turn back up and we have a second peak of happiness at 70. All right. NASA has officially pulled the plug on the Mars rover mission. Scientists have been trying to contact the Opportunity rover for 8 months. After the robotic explorer got caught in a massive dust storm, but they've been unsuccessful. Still, they say the mission was a huge success. The rover was sent on a mission that was supposed to last for 3 months. Instead, it kept going for 15 years. Must have used Energizer batteries. Experts are calling this an ominous warning for the country. A new report says a record 7 million Americans are now 3 months or more behind on their car payments. They call it a red flag for the future of the economy. Yeah, but a big thumbs up for the future of public transportation, huh? Toys R Us is plotting a comeback, sort of. They went bankrupt and liquidated the company last year. But now former executives of the retail chain are working on a new concept called True Kids. They want to have standalone toy stores within other toy stores, and a strong online sales presence. And they hope to have the new stores up and going by Christmas. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, now that Valentine's Day is in the rearview mirror, we can tell you 13% of people say it's the best holiday. 5% say just the opposite. It's the most depressing. Did you know 9% of people bought themselves cards, candies, and flowers yesterday? Less than half celebrate Valentine's Day. Spending was up. Retail Council said we spent $22 billion on Valentine's Day yesterday. You ask, what is love worth? Well, at least $22 billion, right? Now, this is when social justice, political correctness tries too hard. Major League Baseball has announced they'll no longer have a disabled list. They say that terminology falsely conflates injuries with disabilities. Although people with disabilities can't perform. So starting this year, it'll be called the injured list. Word out, DNA ancestry companies have already analyzed and logged the DNA of 26 million people. And the pace is accelerating. They say within 2 years, a third of us will have our DNA in the database. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Motorcycle riders, listen up. New study out says riding makes you more focused and reduces stress. Researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles found that riding a motorcycle boosts your heart rate and adrenaline. It also creates a sense of focus that's similar to meditating. So, ride on. And we're getting closer. 33 days till spring. Speaking of warmer weather, the Grand Rapids Boat Show is happening this weekend at DeVos Place. We have a stack of free tickets while they last. Just run by the station here on M140 in South Haven or our office on Napier in Benton Harbor and pick them up. Again, they're absolutely free, worth $12 a piece. Come and get them before they're gone. Boat Show tickets for DeVos Place this weekend. Compliments of Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Knucklehead news out of Waterville, Maine, where a guy robbed a bank and took off out the door on his getaway. Unfortunately for him, he slipped and fell on the sidewalk ice outside the door, landing him right in front of the police responding to the emergency call. He tried to dump the money and gun and run, but he slipped again and was tackled and arrested. He's on ice in the cooler now. Wonder if the cops yelled, "Freeze!" Come to think of it, if he gets a good lawyer and sues the bank for the sidewalk, he probably could make a lot more than he stole. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Get it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. There's a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Or leave a message on social media, our Facebook or Twitter pages. Daily Buzz podcast or at WCSY.com, our website. Subscribe. We'll email them to you every day. You can also find them on great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great weekend.